Hey, pretty girl, want some candy? A rumbling chuckle followed the question. Mia's musings were abruptly forgotten when she saw the gorgeous guy who'd appeared by her side. He held a pink beaded bracelet out to her. Oh yeah, candy. Sure, was all she could get out. He had sandy blonde hair and gorgeous green eyes that glowed with good humor. Taking her hand, he slipped the bracelet onto her wrist. It was composed of neon pink beads that alternated with pastel pink, and in the center, square white beads spelled out the word goddess. Look at that. It suits you perfectly, he said. He wore several other brightly colored beaded bracelets on his forearms. Some had charms on them, and others, like the one he'd given her, had words like dance, joy, and party strung onto them. Mia blinked. The guy was so good-looking, he practically glowed with magnetism. She couldn't take her eyes off of him, and her skin still tingled from where he'd touched her. She gave her head a slight shake, trying to snap out of it. Thanks. It's pretty. He leaned in close, and his bare chest bumped her arm, sending a rush of heat through her. Mind if I hang out with you? I'm Summer. He stuck his hand out, and she shook it, causing another rush of heat to curl through her. What was it about him that made her body respond so strongly? I'm Mia. You want to hang out with me? He was giving her one of those looks that made her feel suddenly shy. He looked amused. Yeah, is that okay? Sure, I guess. She got caught up in those eyes again and the bright smile. The space was so packed with people that they were forced to stand close together, only centimeters apart, near enough to feel the heat of his body and inhale his scent. It was a mix of warm, spicy cologne, shaving gel, and the musty scent of male. The gnawing hunger in her belly spiked again, and she couldn't stop herself from checking him out. He wasn't wearing a shirt, so there was nothing to stop her from running her gaze over his wide, firm chest and shoulders. Lower down, his torso tapered into well-toned abdominals. She stopped at the white mesh shorts and felt disappointment wash over her. Oh, he's gay. You like my outfit? He asked. Yeah, it's nice. Hey, we match, he said, bumping his hip against hers. She was wearing a white skirt and crop tank top and had used some puff paint to draw flowers on them. You're gorgeous, by the way, he said. His directness made her blush. It's nice of you to say so. I know I'm not really your type. She winced and wished she could take back the words as soon as she said them. They smacked of insecurity. Why had she drunk so much beer? What are you talking about? You're exactly my type. He beamed another one of those smiles at her. But aren't you, you know, gay? Her cheeks heated again with embarrassment, and this time she wanted to kick herself. The alcohol had definitely loosened her tongue. No. She gestured at him with her hand. But the outfit, the hair, and you're way too good-looking to be straight. He laughed. Am I? She nodded and returned his smile. It was impossible not to. His charm was infectious. Well, now you've done it, he said in a mock dangerous tone. What? His green eyes sparkled wickedly down at her. Forced me to have to prove myself. Before she could figure out what that meant, he pulled her into his arms and kissed her. That's when everything was turned upside down.